Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back. Final segment here of Happer and Schaefer. It is also the first segment of Tom and Bob.
That's right.
What's up?
Not much. How are you?
Box rocking out.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. That's a good song.
Turn it up for Bach.
Greta Van Fleet. It's pretty good. The modern day Led Zeppelin.
Is there anybody named Greta in the band?
I don't believe so. I
or
don't know
Van
what,
Fleet?
I do not know Van Fleet. Van, I never know the difference between the guy who plays basketball and the...
Fred Van Fleet?
Fred Van... Is it Fred Van Vliet?
I think it's Vliet, yes.
Fred Van Vliet?
Wichita State Shocker.
That's right.
It's Greta Van Fleet.
Greta.
Greta Van Fleet, which I do not know what they are.
I remember a buddy of mine, I said, hey, we're going, it was back in the 80s. I said, we're going to go see Molly Hatchet this weekend. Would you like to go? He goes, yeah, I love her. She's great. She's fantastic.
You never know what these people name their bands after. You have no idea. Yeah. No idea.
I love when you just randomly say like, put some words together and you're like, wait a minute, that's a good
that's
band
a band
name. That's a band name right that, there
yes. That's a game, that's a radio game. Name the real band. You just make up your band and then you put in with real bands and people have to guess.
But now you don't know them. Like, there's so many bands that it could be a band.
It could be so that's the problem.
There's only so many words. Are we going to run out of words to name bands with?
The more years that pass by, the more bands that add up.
No, I've thought about this before. Like, are we gonna run out of movies? Like, movie ideas?
Seems like
no.
Most of them are retreads.
Because they're
all
sequels. Yeah, you just take, you steal.
But are we going to run out of original movie ideas?
I think that's already happened.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's kind of already happened.
I don't know. I mean, with time, the changes, you know, throw a cell phone in there. you know, like, different things happen.
I guess. I mean, it's there's always the same. I guess we're out of movie tropes.
Yeah.
That's one thing we're definitely.
It's like rock and roll. It's all three chords, baby. I mean, there's only so much you can do.
That's true.
With three chords.
That's true.
Remember
that's
that movie? Heard. Was that? Was that Joaquin Phoenix? Somebody did a movie where they like fell in love with Siri.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, that
was that Joaquin Phoenix.
What was that called? It wasn't
Joaquin
that long
Phoenix.
Ago.
Yeah, yeah.
See, there's
Scarlett Johansson. It's called her.
Yeah, her. There could be new ideas based on the technology we have. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Do you think that you could see that happening?
Falling in love with the
character?
It's kind of what we're in the computer age. I mean, people are falling. Probably in love with robots.
The most ridiculous movie idea that I had ever heard of that was actually executed kind of well was the movie where the guy for the guy was the only guy in the world who remembered that the Beatles existed.
I haven't seen that one.
That was a good movie. It was called Yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
So everybody in the world forgot that the Beatles existed, except for this one guy.
So he's playing all their tunes.
So he's playing all their tunes and making, you know, making people bang love up. People love it. Like, this guy is a superstar.
I've seen that movie. That is a good movie.
I thought that was pretty well executed.
That is pretty good.
I go, what a ridiculous movie. Yeah. But I'm going to watch it.
Right.
Only, I mean, halfway because I wanted to rock out of the Beatles for 2 hours, but the other half was like, oh, this is kind of well executed.
If
I like
everybody in the world thought one band didn't exist and you could play all their tunes, what band would you choose?
It would probably be the Beatles. Like, if I could just make all of the Beatles songs right now, I would be a phenomenon. I would be a superstar, just like that kind
when
of
When I was
movie.
A kid, Sesame Street had a song called Letter B.
I need to come clean on all this stuff. So I've not seen a lot of movies.
Yeah.
And up until...
But that's weird because I think of you as Mr. Pop Culture.
I've seen a lot of movies, but I haven't seen a lot of movies, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen The Matrix like full on through. I understand what it's trying to say.
You
I guess.
Do get it?
Yeah, the red pill and the blue pill.
Right, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That whole thing. I guess I get it. One movie that I saw for the first time this weekend, you guys are good. I actually can't believe that I'm saying this out loud. I saw for the first time in its entirety this weekend, Rocky.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a good one.
Yeah, Rocky. That was horrible. Why do people think...
You hate Rocky?
No, I don't hate the movie, but how could people have thought that was good?
Well, did you watch...
It won an Academy Award.
It did.
How?
And you watched the fourth one?
No, I haven't seen any of the other
Just
Rockies.
The first one. Yeah. Well, you're in for a treat.
You've never seen any of the Rockies?
No, I've never seen any Rockies.
That's crazy.
You have to see Rocky IV.
Well, I figured I'd start at Rocky I.
Well, that's your biggest mistake, probably. No, Rocky I was good.
That's what they always say
one.
About Star Wars. Like, the first Star Wars was really bad. I haven't seen any of the Star Warses either.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Is this like a protest in your life?
No, I just didn't. I don't
Why
know.
Didn't you watch these things as a child?
I'm not sure. I was watching other stuff.
Didn't you know, Stallone insisted that he be in the movie.
He wrote the whole thing.
He directed. He wrote the script. He couldn't get hired in Hollywood, so he wrote his own movie. And they said, well, we don't want you in it. But they eventually let him be in it.
How could you not like a movie with Apollo Creed in it? That's the coolest character of all time.
Apollo Creed was great. Yes, I did appreciate Apollo Creed. Yeah, that was kind of cool.
That's why you have to watch the second one.
He was only in the movie for like 10 minutes.
He's
getting the crap
kind of stole the movie.
He was getting the crap kicked out of him, and then he was like on the phone for the other half. He's like, I don't know. Like, he's like, yeah, I guess I'll fight this guy, whatever. But mainly, he was picking out his outfits or whatever.
Yeah, so he had
like
those
that.
Great outfits with the red, white, and blue boxers.
Yeah, just the ending of Apollo Creed. You know what happens?
No, I have no idea what happens with Creed.
Creed's a good movie.
I know Creed
as well.
Happened. Yeah,
well,
that's Apollo Creed's son.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Watch the fourth one.
So I imagine that Apollo Creed and Rocky become friends at some point.
That would be my
goal.
Watch the second one.
In fact, we can say these things. That right. Movies.
Don't spoil it for
me, though.
Don't spoil
it for me, though. Because I like, they said at the end of the first movie that they weren't going to have a rematch. They're like, no, there's going to be a rematch.
There's going to be a rematch. So right. You've gone from hating that series to now you want to see them all.
Well, I'm going to watch them all. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I got to see what happens. All it's right. Like, I feel like I've had a big hole missing in my life.
This yeah, you have.
Too. Well, it's weird that you haven't seen any of the Star Wars movies.
Yeah, no. I haven't seen any of that either.
Did you watch Star Trek? You just not into Space Never Warfare?
Saw any of the Star Trek.
No
either.
Space Warfare.
No,
type
my
of
dad
stuff.
Watched Star Trek a lot. Yeah. But no, I never watched any Star Trek.
That is, yeah.
What's a big hole in your movie watching life? Like, is there any movie that you're embarrassed to say that you haven't seen?
I just can't.
That's my biggest secret.
Yeah, I don't. I guess mine are more like the movies before my time, like The Godfather. I watched like 15 minutes of that. It's just a wedding so far, and I'm out. It's boring.
This is amazing. Tom, come on. You have to say something.
Well,
you have to make us look less like little babies.
Like, He Got Game. I'd never seen He Got Game. Like, DP would embarrass me with all these sports movies that I hadn't seen.
Yes.
And I go, and it's really good, and I can't believe that I hadn't seen that. You're right, DP. I should have seen that.
I hate when you think that you have, like, somewhat of an original idea, and then you watch a movie before you were born, and then you like see your idea in that movie, and you're like, everything's done before.
What was your idea
born.
For a movie?
Yes.
Did you have an idea for a
not
movie?
Not necessarily for a movie. I just sometimes I think that I'm smarter than
this
I
could
am.
Be in a movie.
Yeah, and then I watch something that was done before I was even born, and I'm like, these guys already had this covered before I thought about this.
Yeah, it's reason number one why your life could never be a movie.
That's why I think
number one, it's too boring. Number two, it's already been done. Your life exists a million other places.
But isn't that Seinfeld? I mean, that's the everyday, the mundane, and they basically experience it on a regular basis.
For sure. But now you can't do Seinfeld again. They took it.
That's right. That's right. There are no ideas left. There are none. I don't know. We're going to talk. Now you've got me worried. What are we going to talk about today?
Yeah, what are you going to talk
about? We got nothing.
Nothing means
hours.
Anything. Nothing means anything.
Here's a story.
You guys are Adrian. Such a weird thing.
So when people are doing the Adrian jokes.
Why did he fall in love with Adrian? That never made any sense.
She's a girl.
Well, just a girl.
She's like, you take off the glasses, you comb her hair.
That literally happened in the movie. Yeah. He's like, take off the glasses. The glasses. I'm like, yeah, she's not that.
And you hated that movie.
She doesn't seem that
interesting.
You didn't
like Buck Gets the Dog?
I didn't hate the movie. I just am making fun of it because I can't see any fathomable way that should have won an Academy Award. Comparing it to now.
That's a good 10. That's a good 10 for Bach.
The worst movies, Academy Award
movies
winners.
That shouldn't have won Academy Awards.
I liked Rocky. I mean, that's like it stays. Like, people, you're talking about it now.
But now I don't have, like, I don't have the nostalgic piece of it, so I feel like I was missing.
Right,
You know, so I'm sitting here making fun of it. It's like, what were you guys talking about?
That's what I have a problem with a lot of, like, movies from the 80s or anything. Like, if you don't go through it, then you just watch it back and you're like, why are the graphics bad? Why are they making weird humor?
It's like, I'm not sure that this was that good.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But I will watch the rest of the Rockies.
Don't watch like the fifth one. Once there's like he gets a robot.
Oh, that's right. He does have a robot.
And Rocky gets a robot?
Yeah. He gets too rich and he starts buying gadgets.
There's a whole
stuff.
Rocky about his son fighting off bullies at school. That's not the one.
What?
Don't watch that one.
Which Rocky is that?
I think it's like five or six. I don't know how many there are.
Now you have to watch them all.
I'm going to watch them all.
You got to watch them all.
All right. We'll hand it off to Tom and Bach. Talk to you guys later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.